Daddy, I come to you once again to remind you of my plea. Merciful Lord, King of Kings, I worship you. Daddy, you rule over all the world. Merciful Lord, King of Glory, I'll worship you for who you are forever. There's nothing you don't know,
my Father.
Before we think,
be already loved.
There is no news to you at all, Emmanuel. Most of your children are taking you for granted every day, committing sins with no regrets before you. Christians have forgotten that the path they chose is a path of suffering to meet your interest. Most of your children are mocking you, Jehovah. There's nobody like you.
I love you.
This is my plea.
Forgive us.
We are sorry for the disobedience every day. Most Christians cannot wait on you again, because we claim you are too slow. The doctrines in your house have become a rival for fashion. Some of your ministers go to preach, and when they come back, they do the contrary, forgetting who they really are, my Father. There's nobody like you.
I love you.
This is my plea.
Forgive us.
We are sorry for the disobedience every day. The agents of the devil are in your house, misquoting the Bible, misleading your children. They have no shame and no reverence to win souls. Some have succeeded in changing your house to a place of business for making money. They have no shame or trepidation before you. There's nobody like you.
I love you.
This is my plea.
Forgive us.
We are sorry for the disobedience every day.
Daddy, it's not our wish to disobey you, but the devil gradually steals our hearts away from you. We think we are doing our best to love you, but rather, we leave your word behind us and do what we think best. We need your grace. We need your mercy. Please rescue us from the hands of the evil one. Daddy, you know how much you love us. It's never your wish to destroy us. Rather, you rebuke us whenever we go astray, because we are the apple of your eyes. Heaven is where we want to be with you, but we are not doing what it takes to get there. Please help us. Help us to be able to escape the temptations of the enemy and be able to pass your tests. Because your word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 that you will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. Daddy, thank you for your attention. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Amen.
Daddy, your children are now fornicators, adulterers, with no dismay, making unbelievers laugh at us every day. Some of your children now envy each other for the gifts you gave to them, forgetting that you gave them all of this to build your church. You are King of holiness,
Jehovah.
You detest iniquity
with passion.
We are sorry for the disobedience.
We promise to change.